I figured I might actually get on the radio this week.
Good to have a radio in the vehicle.
The video of setting up that antenna that you sent me, and all I got to do is figure out how to source those parts.
I think I found a rod for you. I think I've got one here that you can use. And the parts are just eyelets for electrical. I've got some of those. I mean, they're pretty common anywhere. And then just the wire is cut to length. And I wasn't wanting to use regular copper stranded wire, so I was looking for some antenna wire, which is a little stronger. Hopefully to find some at the next ham fest coming up here.
For the radials, right? I got a couple of things going on with the radio station at the moment, but our labor intensive. Let me get past those things and we'll hook up and figure out what we're going to figure out.
Yeah, I figured you been busy with that sheriff race over there. Some of that stuff going on.
Sheriff's race, and then down here the other day, and I saw it, and it interested me because I'm a dog guy. But somebody, I suppose it rescue group, went into a backyard, cut a dog loose, took it, had it euthanized, and they went full bore, you know, SWAT style warrant serving on them because they broke the law big time, and that turned into a monster.
Thing about that, but yeah, that would be bad news for somebody.
Sheriff in the county, he came on the show, and I mean, after he got done, he wouldn't say this on the air, but he's like, you know, if they had done that and somebody came out the back door and blew them clear out of their socks, we would only have filled out the paperwork about it being a righteous shoot.
Well, I don't know. I'd hate to shoot somebody over a dog, but because they're not actually a threat, but I don't know where I'd go with that. But I still wouldn't want them on my property stealing anything that I own. That could get confrontational real quick and then lead to bad things.
Point it probably. You know, and if I'm in that position and I come out and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to do everything I can to keep it from escalating, but I'm not in charge of their decisions.
But I hadn't heard anything about that. Was that Greenville County or Spartanburg? Well, hopefully whoever come in and took the dog gets what they deserve.
They take the dog loose, take it to a vet. They say they rescued the dog. They say that the dog was surrendered, which was alive, and then they were offered a choice of treat the dog, which the dog was a 14-year-old Cocker Spaniel with heart issues that was being treated for the heart issues by a vet. I mean, that's not a death sentence. It just means now your dog's got to take pills just like the rest of us as we get older. But instead of saying treat them, they said euthanize them. And then they went back to the owner to talk to him. And then they called animal control to see how many calls have been placed on that. And the only problem with calling animal control is that animal control has a Greenville County Sheriff's deputy as an investigator. And when it gets, you know, when they get a hold of that, they just hand it off to him.
Sounds like somebody messed up real bad there.
The old lady that was the owner of the dog and giving her name and her address, and now you got this old lady who's taking all these threats. She loved the dog the whole dog's life, and the dog was at the end of his life, and the dogs at the end of their life, they don't look nearly as good as when they're new.
And that's putting your nose somewhere it doesn't belong, and like I said, I hope they get what they deserve.
And then one of the candidates for governor of South Carolina, she got out there without knowing what was going on And they named the dog Max, but the dog's name was Lulu, for short for Lewis. And now everybody's out there going, justice for Max, justice for Max. Yeah. Social media is crazy.
Yes, it is. That is for sure. That's the only thing I do with social media anymore is Marketplace, and it's getting to where it's a waste of time, too.
Are you on Facebook? I don't think you're on Facebook. If you are, you're not listed in the name I know you as.
You and I are friends.
Maybe I need to go look for that instead. I try to say, if I didn't have a radio show, I would not have Facebook.
I'm a lot for the business, but like I said, now I just use it more for Marketplace, and that's getting to the point where it's a waste of time.
Buy and sell guns on Gun List, which is sort of like Marketplace except for guns. And that was some of the sketchiest stuff I've ever been involved in.
There was a website for that, and I can't remember the name of it for the life of me right now. But yeah, that was, I never sold anything or traded anything, nothing on there, but I was just like, I just don't get a good feeling about none of this.
Same with, I mean, Craigslist, that became like an ambush website where they'd be like, I got this for sale, this is a great bargain, come meet me. Boom.
You don't meet somebody alone, you always meet them in a very public place because you never know what you're going to get. And my uncle was telling me just the other day, he got took for $650 over a dog. He didn't get what he paid for.
The bionic knee.
I'm a little sore today because of PT yesterday, but not the knee, the muscles around it. Just doing some exercises above and beyond what would normally be doing, I guess.
Recover when after the heart attack, when I went to Heart Life Rehab, they were like, okay, we're going to do some curls today, and they would hand me a weight that weighed 2.5 pounds. I'd be like, why don't you just give me some pencils?
That's kind of where I'm at, and me and the guy that are doing PT, he's pushing me on things because I'm above where they're normal physical therapy goes, so I'm up beyond that point, so we're working in the outer realms there.
Man, they kicked me out of Heart Life Rehab. I was like, okay.
To start slow, I get it, and to recover, but I've done all that and beyond. Most of them don't even want to try to keep up with me. You know, a lot of times the PT people are trying to do the exercises with you. They give that up. They don't even want to try.
Thank you, Charlie India, for identification. You know, with me, the reason I had a heart attack was because I wasn't exercising in addition to the other stuff that led to it. And I was kind of thinking, don't you want me to get beyond what I was before I had the heart attack?
Wouldn't be my thinking, but, you know, I guess they have standards that they're working to and trying to get everybody to fit into that one standard doesn't work. And then when they get somebody that doesn't, you know, they don't know what to do with it sometimes.
Four phases you go through when they're going to crack your chest. You're in critical care, then you have the operation, then you're in cardiac ICU, and then you're in cardio telemetry. And when I got to cardio telemetry, they were like, would you like to get up and not walk? And I'd be like, well, help me stand. And I would measure my progress by how many windows I'd go by. But as I would be going, I'd be looking at the doors of these other guys that were in the same boat as me. And I could just tell this was as good as it was going to get for them. They would look at me with like this longing, like, I wish I could do that. And I was like, dude, I don't even want to be upright, but I'm going to be.
get it. That's just like they got the elliptical machine in there where I'm at. It sits over in a corner and mainly collects dust. They say most people don't get to the point where they can use it. I'm over there, feel like I'm trying to run a marathon on the thing.
If I'm wrong, but like if you build up muscle around the joint, isn't that going to take pressure off the joint?
Full point. At least that's what they told me. The stronger those muscles are around it, the better off that joint will be.
The equipment around, you still running your Anytone handset and your other stuff that you've been running?
Get me a, I won't call it a new, but a different radio for the excursion. I've got an FTM 500 in there. Excuse me. Went to the last ham fest up there, and a guy was looking for a 5100 ID 5100, which I had in the excursion, and I traded him radios. So I have that in there, and I'm liking it pretty well.
Yaesu radio. I'm red, green, colorblind, and I have this extreme tangent thing happening to where I see the world the way you probably saw the screen of the ICOM 5100. So for me, all that color is sort of wasted.
It probably is, but I like the contrast of it better for me to see. The 5100 had a bigger screen on it, but it was the contrast, it made it hard to read sometimes for me. So I like this radio, and for me it's easier to program and move around in.
I mean, is it smarter to just run with one brand of radio for all your applications, or do you not subscribe to that idea?
It would be better to standardize your operating. That way, you're not jumping between this radio, you know, format here. But it all boils down to what you're wanting to do, too. Like, in my vehicle, I want a radio that's easy to program, easy to read, and, you know, has good capability. So, I like the 500 for that. I like my Kenwoods, but they're harder to move around in some of the screens and stuff like that. Not quite as easy for me, but they have more capabilities. They have the built-in TNC. You have a lot more you can do with it. So I'm kind of, I wish they made one radio that would do it all, but they don't do that.
I've never tried a ICOM base station or, you know, the FT991, as you told me when you were recommending it, like a shack in the box and everything in one box, so I don't need to change that. And among handhelds, I prefer my FTD5R, whatever it is, from the Yaesu handset. But like my car radio or ICOMs.
And they're simple, so that's what you like. And so main thing is knowing how to use your equipment.
What's the weather like up there in God's country?
It is 78 degrees and sunny. But here in a couple hours, I'm sure we'll have a nice afternoon thunderstorm roll through. Always do.
Here when my bonsai are at their healthiest because they get all this sunshine and they get all this rain, it's a good day to have bonsai in August in Greenville, South Carolina.
That's why corn does so well up here in this area, is because it likes that humid, warm, and then a lot of rain. So it likes that. And corn grows really well around here.
Just went up to Mooney Cove. Used to live in Mooney Cove back when he was a kid. He went to Mooney Cove and they bought like a truckload of white corn.
I don't know what brand it was, but around here, growing up, we used to raise white silver corn, or Silver Queen, which is white, and then Golden Queen, which is a gold, your typical yellow color.
Somewhere outside of Charlotte is There's only one bonsai place to buy bonsai in South Carolina. As far as I can tell, there's a really good place up in Charlotte. I need to go out. I'm trying to decide what the next tree is going to be.
With a friend of mine's up here's wife, she is big, I mean huge into bonsai. She goes to shows and all kinds of, she's got a huge garden of them.
Find someone that, in order to style a bonsai, most of the guys that really get good at it, they go and intern in Japan. And I don't have the time to do that. I'd like to find somebody that would teach me how to prune and style a bonsai tree without looking at me and going, and that'll be $15,000.
Patty's probably pretty good at it. I can't remember if it's her mom or her dad that is Asian, Korean descent, and so she, I don't know if that's why she's into it or not. I haven't ever asked her, but she, like I said, she's got tons of it. She does her own trimming and everything like that, so she might be able to learn a few things from her.
Those Asian countries that are like Thailand and Vietnam, and those that have a lot of rain, a lot of humidity, and not that much snow, they have crazy good bonsai people. And I mean, they have different trees, but I mean, they're beautiful.
Like I said, she's got a huge garden full of it. And she was down, they moved up here from Holly Springs last summer, I believe it was. And he just lives right out the road from me, they do. And I was over there one day, and it was like you walk into the back side of the house, and it's like you're walking into a bonsai forest.
Here where I go get my bonsai, it's run by this 84-year-old man who is remarkably fit for 84. And when you drive into his front yard, you're like, I sure am glad I'm carrying a gun. Then when you get in this backyard, the first thing that's greeting you is like this row of white Japanese pines, which you have to import those from Japan. They're worth $10,000 a pop. And it's like, for me, it's like a candy store.
For HKX, I don't know a whole lot about bonsai trees, but my mom, growing up, she had a green thumb. She could grow anything, and she had flowers. We had flowers and plants all over the house. You couldn't walk through there without hitting something with a plant in it, and so I learned how to plant and take care of all that stuff when I was younger, but I don't mess with it anymore.
I totally understand. My wife is coming out here, so I'm going to bounce. It was outstanding talking to you. I'll get the lay of the land, and we'll figure out this part thing and how to hook up.
We will we'll figure it out. Good to hear you, Bill. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, 7-3s. I am clear.